Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie, morning show on the Odyssey app. Also, this weekend is Easter weekend. Man, it doesn't feel like it should be.
But I know.
It is.
I think because the snow kind of threw me off a little bit.
And then Monday is going to be April Fool's Day. And you need to be on your toes.
Oh, it is. That's right. Yeah. Thank you for reminding
me. Monday. On your toes. And here at the BJ and Jamie morning show, we have never, ever pulled a prank on you. That I can remember. Have we?
No. I don't think so.
We don't come in here as the Flippy and Sappy Country Morning Show.
Flippy and Sappy. Nope, that's my favorite show, though.
We don't do that. We don't flip the format, play some country music, and pretend we're somebody else. Or we don't put Carson and Schmidl on the air and let them call themselves BJ and Jamie and just kind of throw you off. We do none of that crap. But be on your toes. Be on your toes because people out there will try to get you.
I really like your idea.
April Fool's.
I love your idea.
So we just tried. I'll give you my idea here. And tell me if it's too cruel, okay? Because I think with April Fool's jokes.
It's not cruel. It's not cruel.
No, it's not. No. Yeah. It's not good to do an April Fool's joke where somebody could get hurt.
Or their heart's broken.
Or heart's broken.
I don't like that. Pretending like you're, proposing or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh. Right.
Yeah.
Now, are those scratch-off lottery tickets, fake ones, are those fair game for April Fool's?
Not funny.
No, because that's like life-changing.
Well, not if it's only $10,000 or something like that.
No,
maybe not.
Funny. I mean, literally, Ryan Seacrest got one for Lisa Fox, his partner.
Yeah.
They are partners like us. And he got one, and she scratched it for $1 million, and she was so excited. She was bawling and freaking out and all that. And then he finally had to tell her it was fake.
Oh.
And nope.
Where do you buy those, by the way?
I don't know.
I don't even know where you get them.
I think back in the day, it was like Spencer Gifts.
Oh, yeah. I love Spencer's.
All right. Well, that's cruel. So don't do anything that's cruel and heartbreaking or could cause injury. But here's what I was thinking. We tried these ghost pepper
beef jerky,
yeah, that we bought up at Bucky's.
Right.
We bought it just to try here in the show. So we just ate one during the break. And personally,
it's hot.
It's got a kick.
My nose is running and I start sneezing.
It's not good, though. It's not good as in delicious. You got to eat more. You've tried one, and that's good enough for me because it is. It's a little toasty. It's hot.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what I thought I'd do. I told Jamie.
This is great. I love this idea.
I bought other flavors of the beef jerky at Bucky's, and we have them at home. And my wife has been eating on them, but they're about maybe half the package left. So I thought I would go home, and over the weekend for April Fool's Day, I'll take the beef jerky here with the ghost peppers, and I'll put them in her sugary, spicy, tangy.
Do the cherry maple.
Cherry maple.
That's really sweet. That's really
that's
sweet.
A good one. And I'll swap them out.
Yeah, I love it.
I'll put the cherry maple in my little ghost pepper bag and give her the hot ones.
I love this idea.
So that Monday when she packs it in, because she likes to take to work with her to chew on at work, You got to chew on something at work, folks. Yeah. And so she would take it to work and woo, it would light her up.
All of a sudden she'd be like, there's a there's some kind of problem with this that cherry maple. What's going on? And then she, like, her eyes are watering, so then she rubs her eyes, which then gets her ghost pepper in her eyes, which is fantastic at work.
Oh, it's
great. Yeah, you can really see the computer screen. Yeah.
Because part of eating the ghost pepper is knowing you're eating the ghost pepper, right?
Yeah.
Because when you took a bite of yours, Jamie, you knew. You're anticipating the heat, okay?
Right.
Well, if you're eating the cherry cricket or whatever it's called, the cherry, what are they called again? Oh, cherry maple. Cherry cricket.
Yeah.
If you're eating the cherry cricket.
You're throwing like two pieces in your mouth to chew on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can load up on it.
Yeah. You weren't taking like a little, I took a little nibble of the ghost pepper because I knew it was going to be hot.
Exactly.
I needed to gauge it. But if you're throwing a couple of pieces in your mouth and it's ghost pepper, shoot, that's funny.
And not only that, Jamie, after you throw a couple of pieces in, you think to yourself, well, there's got to be a mistake. I'll have two more.
Yeah, why is
then
this
you're
so
in
spicy?
The bag again. Before you know it, your ass is lit up, man.
I love
you
this.
Are lit up.
You know what? And I think she'll laugh and laugh and laugh. Definitely change out ghost pepper for the cherry maple.
Yeah, R.I.P. BJ.
Yeah,
R.I.P.
This is gonna be so fun. Yeah.
The fools.
Oh my gosh, she's gonna tell all her friends. They're gonna be like, that BJ.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, this is taking it to a whole different level, Jamie. Whole different level.
You
King Supers, too.
You know
who lives there?
The richest friend I have.
Michelle.
Oh, she lives there.
Oh, well, it all
doesn't
makes
it make sense?
Yeah,
yeah,
it does. Because she looks Frenchy to me.
Frenchy.
Yeah. She looks like a Frenchy, and she looks like she'd love their bread.
Yes. Yeah. She's like, un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, sept, huit, neuf, dix.
Oui. All I know is oui.
Yeah.
Oui. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but it was announced yesterday that down in Castle Rock, it got all bougie yesterday.
Yeah.
They're flying in French bread. I mean, literally flying it in. The first store in the country, King Supers, Castle Rock.
Is it flying in on Air France?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Oh, see.
Probably is.
See, maybe they mentioned that in the story here.
I don't know.
But literally, you're getting French, real French. Now, I go to the Littleton King Supers.
Yeah, the Castle Rock and Michelle are nothing like Littleton people.
Our French bread, I'll be honest with you, I've looked on the label before. Our French bread is made in Paris, Texas. Okay?
And don't you call it baguette.
It is a baguette. I buy my baguettes over there at King Supers, made in Paris, Texas. But that's French enough for me. French enough. But if you're down in Castle Rock, man, oh man, have you gone international all of a sudden?
Since the bakery's opening in November, the pastries have been a hit with customers.
They say it's the same as the one that they taste in
France. Oh, wait a minute. Got to start from the beginning.
Castle Rock's Promenade Parkway, King Supers, is the first Kroger store in the country to bring shoppers the taste of France through La Famille Bakery.
We're always looking for innovative ways to bring...
What'd you say? Loofah who?
No, it's loofah me.
Oh, loofah. Is that you use in the shower?
Yeah, it's the loofah me bakery in Paris, France.
You get a free loofah when you buy a thing of bread?
Yeah, you get a baguette with a loofah.
New items to our customers. The really great thing here is that it's authentic French bakery food.
Frozen items are shipped weekly from Paris Boulangerie Maison Kaiser.
They didn't mention Air France.
Oh, they did not.
No.
Maison Kaiser is a family in France. They're fourth generation bakers, and they own their own bakery there. And we're excited that we get to welcome their family into our stores.
The bakery boasts all natural ingredients. Instead of using chemicals to speed up the cooking process, the items take hours to thaw and rise. Since the bakery's opening in November, the pastries have been a hit with customers.
They say it's the same as the one that they taste in
frozen French bread from Paris. Delicious.
I gotta tell you, I kind of want to taste it.
You do?
Yeah.
Haven't you been to France?
Yeah, but I don't remember the bread. It was like 1994 I was there.
Yeah.
And I remember I didn't like the food in France.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that because we kept going to McDonald's. No, we did. I was there for the Olympics in Lyon, France.
Yeah.
And we kept going to the McDonald's because the goat and stuff like that, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. But I kind of want to try the French bread.
Well, then just drive.
Authentic.
You know what? It's like a Buc-ee's thing now. Just let's get a party bus.
All right,
let's go down.
Let's
get that bus again. The Hermes bus.
Yep,
let's get Kick-a-Katie. wonderful Katie to drive us down to Castle Rock and let's try their bread.
Yeah. BJ and Jamie bread bus is coming. Coming. The bread bus. Bread bus.
We need a song, Schmidel. We need a song.
All right. If you want to ride on the bread bus to Castle Rock to get French bread, be caller 19 now.
And you got to have an accent, Schmidel. No. Okay, you got to put a little accent.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
The French bus.
Oh, yes.
You sound like Pepe Le Pew. Pepe Le Pew.
Mr. Jean-Claude. Oh, that's what your name is, Jean-Claude.
Jean-Claude.
Yes.
My little cauliflower.
All right, I like this idea. The Hermes bus to Castle Rock to try the bread.
Don't you kind of want to try the bread?
No, we're doing this.
I mean, I really do.
I'm going to make this happen.
Yeah.
You think
I'm
kidding.
No, it's frozen.
No, but they bake it there.
Yeah.
They don't sell it to you frozen.
No. Oh, I thought they sold it to you frozen.
No.
I don't want no French bread.
What?
I said, I don't know French bread.
Oh, no. Well, no, you don't have to know French bread. You just have to listen to the story.
Okay. All right, let's get on the bread bus.
I'm not kidding, because the Hermes people said that anytime we need anything, that they had so much fun and stuff, that we can do that. So we're going to do it.
Well, we need something now.
Yeah, let's do it. I like this idea. Right. I mean, it's not that far.
You bougie people down in Castle Rock. Here we come.
Guess
here
what?
We come.
Oh, my God. We'll get BJ and Jamie berets. Yes.
Oh, my. Yes.
BJ and Jamie berets. Yes.
Berets?
No, berets.
Oh, berets.
The hat.
Beret.
A beret.
Yes.
Beret for
like
your head.
Yeah, like remember Prince?
Yeah.
She wore a raspberry beret.
Gotcha.
The kind you pick up at a secondhand store.
All right.
Raspberry beret.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. You know, here at the radio station, we often give away trips a day, which often go out to Vegas, all right? We've sent you out to see Maroon 5, Lady Gaga, and various acts. And yes, we do give them away. So a few minutes ago, we got a text at 51059, the Berg Simpson Textnado line, at 51059. Lady says that she just got back from a trip a day she won in December, and went out to see Miranda Lambert.
Yeah, she sure did.
So I thought we'd talk to her.
I know, you just got all excited about it because she texted us. I guess because they never usually follow up, but you were so excited. You're like, oh, let's talk to her. Yeah. Hey, Chanel, call her. She just said she had a great time in Vegas.
Well, I want people to realize that you can win, and people do win and go.
Well, yeah.
So here she is.
There's a legality to that. We actually have to give them away.
Why are you being so negative?
I'm just
trying to have a good time talk to Carrie. You
just wanted,
if you don't mind.
Wanted people to know we gave them away where they think we do it.
Well, I think a lot of people think, man, I can't win. There's no way I'm going to win.
Like, I'll never win.
I'll never win. Why try? Why keep listening? Coming up at 7:10. I'm not going to listen 7:10. I can't win. Carrie won. Hi, Carrie.
Wow.
Good morning, Carrie.
Awesome. Hi, BJ.
You there you are, Carrie.
Hello.
Gotcha.
Oh, she's
there
on the voice disguiser.
All right, Carrie, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
She's on the voice disguiser.
We got voice disguiser.
Hang on. I can move it over. All right, now try it there. You there? We've never used the phone system in here. Hey, Shmadel, are you there now?
She's still on the voice disguiser.
Yeah.
Hello, Carrie?
Shmadel, yeah, I heard here. Somebody say, I heard somebody say, yeah, yeah.
Carrie, so how was it?
It was awesome. We had a really good time.
I think we're going to leave you. I think I'm going to leave you on the disguiser.
Yeah, might as well.
Well, great.
So did you do any shady things out there, Carrie?
No. My husband came. The two of us went, and we had a really good time.
Yeah.
We saw the show. We did some gambling.
And
we
did you go in and have, like, a sex change, too?
No. What are you doing to my voice? I can't hear it.
It sounds like she's wasted, too. It sounds like she's just hammered.
That sounds great. Yeah. Did you win any money?
You know, we won here and there enough to keep us going for a couple days.
Right.
All right, Carrie, thank you.
Oh, my God. All right, well, congratulations. I'm glad you had a great time.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, my God. I love that. I think we use that for every call.
Yeah, put that on a promo.
Yeah, right.
I love it.
Good grief. All right. Well, new studios, friends. New studios. Yeah.
I don't know how this works now.
Working out the kinks. Can you tell? Yeah. Oh, my God.
I wonder how that actually, because you try the other line and it doesn't come up at all.
I don't know.
I love it, man.
Why don't you have people call and we'll just practice with them?
Let's do it. All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday morning. And we'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ.
And Jamie.
On Alice
105.9.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Also on the Odyssey app. You know, the word out there is $1 billion. Somebody won it in New Jersey with the Mega Millions last night. I saw a story yesterday where a guy won $1.1 billion. And this guy was in, I think, California. And he won it like 6 months ago. And correct me if I'm wrong here, Carson, but I think, didn't he like almost have to go into exile because this guy is being hounded so badly because his name's been put out there who he is. He's not changed any, you know, identity, nothing like that. He's never moved. He lives in a very modest home, but he won $1.1 billion. And he says that the threats coming his way, the thoughts of him being kidnapped and all that, he's scared to death and wish he'd never won the money.
He really wishes he wouldn't have won.
His family's terrified
for him.
That's
what he says.
Yeah, his family is legit scared for him. I'm just going on with the
story says. Tell him to just move and get a new identity or something.
Well, maybe he doesn't want to.
I mean,
maybe he didn't think of the consequences of winning $1 billion once you buy that ticket. And once you win, it's like, whoa, man, this is a lot.
Just
I don't know if I can handle this.
Put everything in a trust under a different name and move, and nobody will know where you live.
If I was him, like with all the threats that he's getting, I would definitely be moving. That'd be the first thing I'd do.
And if he gets a trust, you put your houses in
and
a
you
trust,
can hide.
And it's a different name.
And he said that he was more concerned with the fact that not him personally, but it was his family.
Yeah.
That he was afraid that some of his family, and I guess he's got a fairly large family, that he was afraid some of them would be kidnapped
for ransom
money and all that. He said he was terrified. And no matter where you would move, though, if you went to the Bahamas or wherever and went into hiding or whatever, you would still have family members that are left back in that town that could be, you know, abducted or whatever. And either way, he just says the $1 billion has been nothing but a curse.
I don't know. I saw that girl in the front of his lawn without her shirt on. I would say most men would think that was a good thing.
What girl?
The girl that's sitting in front of his lawn, she has her shirt off, and she's like, please donate to my cause.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't see her.
Those are like the bunch of like trespassers that he's getting.
Yeah. I would say if you had $1 billion, there would be some happy moments, too, as well as the threats themselves.
Yeah.
But I never even really thought of that, though. If you won that kind of money, you almost would have to go into, you know, anonymity, you know, move somewhere, do something probably.
I don't know. I mean, we know friends that are billionaires and they don't have to hide.
I don't know anybody that's a billionaire.
I would be scared that someone's going to come to my house and try and do something.
I don't know anybody that's a billionaire, first of all. Second of all, I think that you would have to protect yourself and your family. I think you would.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, Jeannie doesn't have security or anything. So,
Yeah, but I think it's probably a little bit different if you've always had the money over maybe. The years. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, like Joe down the street there, he bought a ticket. He's got $1 billion. Let's go out and take care of Joe. You know, instead of somebody like her.
But here's what they don't do, though. The really, really wealthy people, they don't display in. First of all, they're really not on social media. Like she's only on Twitter, right? And she never displays her wealth. You would never even know she has money.
Yeah, like she's not giving tours of her house.
Any of that. And even like anybody, my friends like that sold their company and stuff, they don't, I know what kind of plane they have and stuff, but you never see it on social media.
You don't advertise it. Yeah.
No. Yeah. So. Well, this guy, I don't know, what did he won like $1.2 billion or something like that?
You know
that,
what
right?
makes me sad about this?
That's crazy.
I would I know he's sad that he has the $1 billion, but I was just telling Carson off the air how much these F1 tickets are and the experience, and I cannot afford them, like, at all. But if I had that $1 billion, this would be super easy.
Yeah. You would.
That poor guy.
Oh, you wait. You're going to take me down and my seats are going to be above the garage at F1 in Vegas? Oh, okay. Yeah. Don't even tell me the price. I'll just pay for it.
Exactly. All just put it on my card. Yeah. That poor guy.
So he could give you the $1 billion and everything would be fine.
It'd be
fine.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, I think I'd be the type that would put it on social media.
Yeah, I just hire
security.
Yeah. I've always said that if you won that big chunk of money, could you go into hiding, or not even that, just go into not letting anyone know? I don't think I could do it. I couldn't do it. Yeah. I would be blabbing it to the world. Spadil, I'd be worse than you. You're such a blabbermouth.
Oh, yeah. I love telling people all that stuff.
I'd be out there bragging about it.
I'm a huge bragger.
Yeah, I'd be in a world of trouble with that.
I think that you would try to really keep it on the down low, but if it was me, I'd have a couple of cocktails, and I'd be like, Carson, I gotta tell you something.
No, my friend took me out to Matsuhisa and he bought me a $700 dinner. I told everybody about that like 10 minutes later.
Yeah, for you. Dude, I can get a bonus here at the radio station and the world knows about it. Are you kidding? And that's just a few $100.
Right.
I'm with you, dude.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.